Welcome to this deep dive. You know, if you wanted to find the absolute center of gravity for artificial intelligence innovation any time in the last decade, you really just had to point your telescope at Silicon Valley.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was always OpenAI, Anthropic, Google.
Right. The assumption has just always been that the United States builds the massive frontier models and, you know, the rest of the world basically scrambles to build these lightweight copies.
Yeah, the fast followers.
Exactly. But today, our mission for this deep dive is to unpack a stack of tech analysis sources that show that entire solar system model is completely upended. We are digging into the August 3, 2026 release of Alibaba's Qwen 3.8 Max.
Which is just a massive release.
It's staggering. It's a 2.4 trillion parameter model.
Yeah.
And the hook here, the thing you really need to know, is that it didn't just match the American flagships on key benchmarks. It completely rewrote the math for how organizations can actually afford to deploy AI in the real world.
Yeah, and this isn't just some neat technical update for the developers. It's a profound geopolitical and economic shift.
Right.
What we're seeing in these sources is China actively transitioning from that fast follower status you mentioned to being an undeniable leader in frontier model development. It fundamentally alters the trajectory of enterprise automation.
So it's not just about who has the smartest chatbot anymore.
No, not at all. You have to have the smartest model, but crucially, at an economically viable price point.
And the pricing data on Qwen 3.8 Max is, well, it's genuinely shocking, which we are definitely going to get to.
Oh, it's the biggest part of the story.
It really is. But before we get to the invoice, we have to look at what this model is actually capable of doing. Because the entire industry has moved way past the era of just, you know, a really advanced chatbot.
Right. Enterprises aren't spending millions just to draft marketing emails.
Exactly. You don't deploy a 2.4 trillion parameter model to summarize your meeting notes. Organizations are chasing autonomous work. They want agents that can execute complex multi-step workflows without a human having to hold their hand.
And the frontier of AI testing has entirely shifted to reflect that reality. We aren't just looking at standard text comprehension or trivia anymore. The metric that truly matters for you if you're running a business is utility. Like, can the AI sit down at a computer and actually do a job?
Which brings us to this benchmark called AWS World Verified.
Mm.
When the sources dropped this data, I mean, this was the number that made everyone in the industry sit up straight.
It really was a huge moment.
So Qwen 3.8 Max scored an 86.1. And for context here, OpenAI's GPT 5.6 Sol Max scored 83.2. And Anthropic's Claude Fable 5 scored 85.0.
Beating them both.
Beating them both. And to make sense of this, think of older AI benchmarks like a written driving exam. The test asks, you know, what does a stop sign mean? And the AI generates a text response.
Right. It just tells you the theory.
Yeah. But AWS World is completely different. It physically puts the AI behind the wheel of a computer. It tests if the AI can open files, copy and paste data, run scripts on a live Windows or macOS desktop, completely without human help.
And to understand the complexity of that 86.1 score, you really have to think about how an AI navigates an operating system. Because for a human, clicking a mouse or dragging a file, it's just intuitive.
We don't even think about it.
Right. But for an AI, it requires an incredibly complex sequence of vision language processing. The model literally has to take a screenshot of a live desktop, process that visual data, map out the user interface into exact X and Y coordinates, and then
generate the actual backend scripts to move the cursor there.
Exactly. It has to generate the accessibility API commands to click, type, and then visually verify that the action actually worked.
And it has to do all of that on the fly because, I mean, if a random software update pop-up appears on the screen right in the middle of a task...
A traditional hard-coded script just breaks.
It totally crashes. Mm. But an intelligent agent running on a model like Qwen 3.8 Max, it has to visually recognize that pop-up, deduce that it's an obstacle, figure out how to close it, and then get right back to the original workflow.
Which is exactly why this matters so much for the listener's real-world environment. If you're managing a logistics team or running a finance department, you don't just want a chatbot. You want automation. You want an agent that can autonomously categorize an inbox, pull disparate data from like 3 different proprietary software systems, compile a weekly report, and just handle the inevitable errors along the way.
Right. And Quinn is also dominating in some really specific high-value areas, like the Sources Highlight Paper Bench, which measures an AI's ability to reproduce scientific research.
That's a brutal test.
It is. It's not just reading a PDF. Mm-hmm. The model has to understand the methodology, set up a Python environment, write thousands of lines of code, run experiments, and match the original results. Quinn 3.8 Max scored a 93.0 there.
Just an absolute masterclass in autonomous execution.
But, and I want to actively push back here using the source material. It is not a total clean sweep across the board, right?
No, it's not.
Because if you look at the sources, they show GPT 5.6 still beat Quinn on Terminal Bench 2.1. It was 88.8 for GPT versus 86.6 for Quinn.
Right. It's vital to view this with some nuance. Quinn beats Claude Fable 5 here, which scored 84.6, but OpenAI still holds the crown for raw command line tools.
So it's like if you're just using terminal and OS level tools without a graphical interface, GPT is still slightly better.
Yeah, that gap likely points to differences in the underlying training data. GPT 5.6 probably just has a richer ingestion of raw DevOps logs and bash scripting. But the fact that Quinn is right there in the middle beating Claude and operating within just a 2-point margin of GPT 5.6 on terminal tasks.
While winning the visual OS world outright.
Exactly. It proves it is absolutely ready for enterprise production.
So the obvious question here is, how on earth did Alibaba pull this off? How do you manage a massive 2.4 trillion parameter model and get it to operate this efficiently?
It all comes down to the architecture under the hood.
Right, the MoE structure. Mixture of experts. I love this concept.
It's Alibaba's biggest competitive advantage right now because the 2.4 trillion parameter model running as a standard dense network would be incredibly slow and honestly prohibitively expensive to operate.
The hardware requirements just to load the weights into memory would cripple most data centers. So the best way I can think to explain MoE, think of a standard dense model, like a massive global corporation.
Okay.
If it's a dense model, it's like forcing every single one of your 2.4 trillion employees to attend every single meeting, no matter what it's about.
Which would be chaotic.
Wildly expensive and chaotic, right? If you have a highly specific problem, say a legal issue about tax law in one specific country, you wouldn't ask the entire company to stop what they're doing to solve it.
Right. You just need the tax lawyers.
Exactly. So the MoE architecture changes the routing. Instead of asking the entire 2.4 trillion person company, the AI has a router that analyzes your prompt, and it only wakes up the specific 95 billion experts in the exact department needed for that exact task.
And that critical mechanism is called sparsity. During inference, the vast majority of the neural network just remains totally dormant. The router might assign the input to just 2 or 4 expert networks out of thousands.
Which saves a ton of computing power.
A massive amount. It drastically reduces the VRAM bandwidth bottleneck. It's not just about saving compute. It's about not having to move trillions of parameters from the GPU's memory to its processing cores for every single word it generates.
So you get the reasoning capacity of a 2.4 trillion parameter model, but with the speed and electrical draw of a much smaller model.
Exactly. And that architectural efficiency isn't just a neat trick. That lower computing cost leads directly to Alibaba's most devastating weapon in this AI war.
Which brings us to section 3. The price war.
The invoice. Mm.
Because the technical specs are impressive, but the real shockwave hitting American tech giants right now is the actual bill.
It's staggering.
So AI pricing is calculated per million tokens. For Quinn 3.8 Max, it costs $2 per million input tokens and $6 per million output tokens.
And when you hold those numbers up against the American model,
it's an absolute earthquake. Listen to this math. GPT 5.6 Sol Max costs $10 for input and $60 for output. Claude Fable 5 is $10 for input and $50 for output.
So Quinn is roughly 4 to 8 times cheaper.
Exactly. And that output token price, $6 compared to $60,
That
is the aha moment. Because when we talk about autonomous agents navigating a computer in OS world, they use chain of thought reasoning.
Oh, they have to think before they act.
Yeah, before the AI even clicks a button, it generates thousands of internal output tokens just to plan its next move, evaluate any errors, and self-correct. Agents just burn through output tokens. At $60 per million, letting an agent run autonomously for hours is incredibly expensive. At $6, that financial friction just disappears.
Let's bring that back to the listener's perspective with a tangible example from the analysis.
Yeah, let's do the real world math. Yeah. Say your company runs an automated customer service system and it's processing, let's say, 10 million tokens a day.
pretty standard for a medium to large deployment.
Right. If you run that workflow on GPT 5.6 Sol Max, your monthly compute bill is going to be over $21,000.
Wow.
But if you switch that exact same workload to Qwen 3.8 Max, your monthly cost is just $2,400.
Which fundamentally alters how organizations make decisions. We are moving from a world where deploying agentic AI required these really strict ROI calculations to a world where advanced automation is basically just a utility.
Right. A $21,000 overhead means you only use AI for highly profitable, mission-critical stuff.
Exactly. But at $2,400, budget-constrained startups can now afford to build products around frontier-level agentic AI. Medium-sized businesses can just deploy agents to handle basic administrative drag.
The barrier to entry for widespread automation just completely collapsed. And you don't drop a bomb like that into a market without an immediate reaction. The pressure's already working.
Yeah, OpenAI had to respond.
They just aggressively slashed prices on their mid-tier models. They cut the cost of Terra by 20%, and they completely gutted the price of Luna by 80% just to compete.
It's a brutal race to the bottom. When a competitor gives you equal or arguably better GUI navigation at an 8x discount, the premium pricing of the American giants becomes really hard to justify to your corporate procurement officer.
But cheap cloud APIs are only half the story, because Alibaba has another trick up its sleeve for organizations that just categorically refuse to use cloud APIs at all.
The open weights announcement.
Yes. This is unprecedented. They are releasing the open weights for Qwen 3.8 Max, and this is the first time ever for a max-class Qwen model. Up until now, they only released weights for their smaller 27 billion parameter versions.
And this is revolutionary for specific listeners out there, because the distinction between API access and open weights is critical. With an API, your company's data is transmitted to the provider's servers.
Leaves your building.
Exactly. But open weights means the actual architectural blueprint and the pre-trained neural network parameters are available to download. You install the model on your own bare metal hardware.
Which is huge for on-premise power. Think about banks, hospitals, defense contractors. They have incredibly strict data privacy rules. HIPAA, ITAR, you name it. They literally cannot send sensitive data to a cloud API.
Right. They've basically been locked out of deploying top-tier autonomous agents because of that compliance bottleneck.
But now, with open weights, a hospital can spin up a dedicated server rack, install Qwen 3.8 Max, and run an Osworld-dominating AI entirely on their own internal servers. Completely air-gapped from the internet.
It gives them total control over their data pipeline, and it allows for specialized fine-tuning. A bank could fine-tune the model on decades of internal financial contracts without ever exposing that data to a third party.
But, and here's where I get really skeptical, based on the sources, there's a crucial ambiguity here. We do not know the exact license details yet for Qwen 3.8 Max.
That's the huge asterisk on all of this.
Right. I mean, look at Moonshot AI. They recently released their Kimi K3 model as open weights, and everyone was excited. But then you read the fine print, and it had incredibly strict commercial restrictions.
It basically prohibited anyone from building a competing commercial product with it.
Exactly. The license dictates everything. If Alibaba uses a permissive license, like Apache 2.0, this completely democratizes AI. Thousands of startups will build on it. But if it's restricted capping revenue or forcing code disclosure, its appeal instantly shrinks.
It just becomes a research toy for academics.
Yeah. So we're waiting to see if they really want to democratize this technology or just get the PR boost of calling it open.
And before we officially declare Qwen the new undisputed champion, we do need a reality check, because there are very real hurdles standing in its way in the Western market.
Yeah, let's talk about the challenges in the geopolitics. Yeah. Because first of all, there's a major blind spot, grading their own homework.
Right, self-published benchmarks.
All of these scores, the 86.1 on Osworld, the 93.0 on Paperbench, Alibaba's internal testing teams publish these. And until independent university labs verify these scores, we have to view them with caution.
There's a long history of companies tuning their models to essentially memorize the test. They ace the benchmark, but it doesn't generalize to messy real-world tasks.
And further, the sources show GPT 5.6 Sol Max is still the reasoning king on tests like SW Pro. That's for really complex multi-step software engineering across a massive code base. So if you need deep, long context reasoning, American models are still highly competitive.
But even if we assume independent verification confirms every single score, technical performance is only half the battle. The sources impartially point out two massive structural barriers to adoption in the West.
Let's get into those.
The first is the ecosystem gap. American enterprise software is a deeply entrenched walled garden. Gemini 3.6 integrates flawlessly with Google Workspace. It reads your drive, drafts in Docs, organizes your Gmail.
And GPT plugs right into Microsoft Azure and GitHub.
Exactly. Qwen 3.8 Max, on the other hand, is an island. If your Fortune 500 company runs entirely on the Microsoft stack, the sheer engineering cost to integrate a standalone Tiny's model might wipe out all those API savings we talked about.
That makes total sense.
Right.
And the second barrier.
The geopolitical landscape. Relying on a Chinese foundation model raises significant legal and data security concerns for American and European organizations. When you use their API, data routes through infrastructure subject to Chinese jurisdiction.
But wait, even if a Western company uses the open weights version on-premise, totally air-gapped, there are still compliance issues.
Oh, absolutely. IT security departments worry about the provenance of the training data or hidden vulnerabilities in those trillions of parameters. And importantly, Western governments may impose restrictions or export controls on the procurement of foreign AI for critical infrastructure.
Wow, okay.
So adopting Qwen in the West isn't just about Osworld scores. It's a complex legal hurdle. We have to view that neutrally, but it's a massive source of friction for widespread adoption.
So to summarize the core insights from this deep dive, Qwen 3.8 Max completely shatters the old narrative that America innovates while China just copies.
Without a doubt.
By leading in autonomous computer-use benchmarks and slashing prices by up to 8x, Alibaba is forcing the entire industry to adapt.
And the big takeaway here is that we have officially entered a new era. AI performance is now matched in importance by extreme price competition. And this push toward open weights might shift the power away from massive API providers, putting it directly into the hands of the community.
Which leaves a really fascinating final thought for you to mull over. Building on what we just discussed about ecosystem integration and these price wars, if this aggressive undercutting continues and the cost of the actual AI model eventually races to zero, does the true value of AI shift entirely?
That's the real question.
Right. The intelligence itself might become essentially free. It just becomes a cheap commodity.
Mm.
But the walled garden of the software ecosystem it plugs into, that seamless integration with your email, your documents, your servers, that is what will really cost you. The center of gravity might just consolidate around whoever controls your data pipeline.
A very compelling thought.
Thank you so much for taking this deep dive with us. We will catch you on the next one.